The clunker freeway will end.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this Friday morning. It could be a busy weekend for car dealers. The $3 billion Cash for Clunkers program is wrapping up. The Obama administration announced yesterday that the popular trade-in program will wind down Monday night. Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott.
The Obama administration says dealers have sold more than 450,000 vehicles through Cash for Clunkers so far, with the government kicking in $2 billion in rebates. That leaves another $1 billion in the program. Officials say that should last through Monday's 8 p.m. Eastern deadline. But some dealers have already stopped offering the incentives. They've complained about delays in getting reimbursed by the government. On a radio talk show yesterday, President Obama said the money is on the way.
This is actually a high-class problem to have, that we're selling too many cars too quickly, and there's some backlog in the application process. It is getting fixed.
The administration says it's tripled the number of workers processing applications. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood called the program a lifeline to the automobile industry. Car makers have rehired workers to boost production. But analysts say the burst of demand could take a bite out of sales in the fall. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Stocks are pretty much all over the place today. European markets are slightly higher, mainly under 0.5%. Asian shares closed mixed today. The Hang Seng and Nikkei both lost some ground. Chinese shares were higher. Another day of gains for Wall Street yesterday. Third day in a row, thank you. The S&P added more than 1%, as did the NASDAQ. The Dow tacked on 70 points to close at 93.50. Retailer Gap, we found out this morning, posted a slightly stronger than expected quarterly profit. Investors will be listening closely for news out of Jackson Hole, Wyoming, not exactly the economic epicenter usually. But later this morning, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will be giving a speech on the past year's financial crisis at a conference there. Of course, Bernanke's been in the spotlight since President George W. Bush tapped him to lead the Fed 4 years ago. He still has more than 5 months left in his term, and whether he should be reappointed is a question President Barack Obama and his economic advisors have been thinking about for some time. Former Labor Secretary and University of California Berkeley professor Robert Rice joins us this morning to talk about the process and what it could mean for our nation's economy. Mr. Secretary, good morning.
Hi, Steve.
Ben Bernanke's term doesn't end until January, so why are we hearing about this debate now?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think mainly because financial markets hate uncertainty, and the longer the president waits, the more uncertainty there's going to be. Also, now that the economy is showing faint signs of bottoming out, more attention is going to be paid to the Fed's exit strategy, the when and how it withdraws all that credit medicine. And the president will want to get beyond the issue of Bernanke's appointment, so nobody thinks the timing of the exit is influenced by politics.
Okay, Bob, I get it. It's a big deal for the president, but it's also a big deal for the economy, right?
Oh, you bet. And besides everything else, decisions by the Fed next year in particular could very well affect the midterm elections. I mean, if the Fed acts too soon, raising interest rates and pulling in credit, and the economy tanks again, that's going to be very, very tough for the Democrats. If the Fed is too late, we could face a tidal wave of inflation.
And a lot of people, Bob, think he's controversial. Why is that?
Look, no Fed chair has done what he has done. I mean, the rescues of Bear Stearns and AIG, letting Lehman go down, buying mortgage-backed securities from Fannie and Freddie. I mean, he has turned the Fed into a kind of alternative U.S. bank. And all this activism has earned him a lot of enemies. So reappointment of Ben Bernanke is hardly a sure bet.
Well, let's talk about that then, Bob. Peer into your crystal ball. I mean, will Bernanke be reappointed?
Ah, well, if you'd asked me a few months ago, I would have said no. But now that the economy is showing some signs of life, Bernanke's star is rising again.
And when will the president act on this, do you think?
I would expect fairly soon. The president has enough on his plate this fall that he wants to get this out of the way.
All right. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, professor of public policy at University of California, Berkeley. Bob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
The U.S. government's issued a permit allowing construction of a pipeline that'll bring crude oil across the border from Canada's oil sands. Enbridge plans to start construction on the Alberta Clipper pipeline soon. It'll run from Superior, Wisconsin to Hardisty, Alberta, through Minnesota and North Dakota, too. Environmental groups say extraction and refinement methods there are contributing to global warming.
American Public Media presents the Scratchpad blog. Host Scott Jagow keeps you updated on business news worth talking about. Available daily at marketplace.org.
Later today, the Washington Nationals baseball team will introduce its new $15 million pitcher. He could represent a fresh start for a team that's struggled ever since moving to the nation's capital. Tamara Keith reports.
The Washington Nationals have an awesome new stadium and the worst record in baseball. J.C. Bradbury is a sports economist at Kennesaw State University.
You know, you're losing and you have no respect, and that just doesn't comfort fans when they're thinking about, do I want to buy this Nationals jersey? Is everyone going to laugh at me, or am I going to be getting high fives around the office?
The Nationals faithful are hoping for more high fives soon if pitcher Steven Strasburg lives up to the hype. He was the number one pick in the amateur draft this year and just cemented a four-year, $15 million contract. That's a record for a player who hasn't thrown a single pitch in the major leagues. Sports economist Andrew Zimbalist is at Smith College.
They need a shot in the arm or two shots in the arm. This guy gives them that potential credibility.
Or he could be a dud. It's a real gamble, and other struggling teams are watching. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Finally, dozens of colleges are saying this Bud's not for us. Anheuser-Busch is selling Bud Light with cans decorated in team colors. You can find purple and gold cans near LSU in Baton Rouge, or maize and blue in Ann Arbor near the University of Michigan. The Wall Street Journal says the U of M and others say the cans will contribute to underage drinking, and it makes it look like the schools are endorsing the beer. They're asking Anheuser-Busch to crush that campaign. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being here on this Friday. Have a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.